Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With no fanfare in America's media, Monday marked the 240th anniversary of one of the most stirring speeches in our history. In mid-March 1773, the Second Virginia Convention was meeting at St. John's Church in Richmond. They avoided meeting in the colonial capital of Williamsburg so as to avoid interference from Governor Dunmore and his troops. One of the delegates, who was an attorney and a farmer, had presented a resolution to the convention to raise a militia to oppose Great Britain and its king. He was opposed by other delegates who urged patience and caution and to await the king's reply to the Continental Congress's latest petition for reconciliation. On March 23, 1773, the same delegates submitted a new proposal calling for every county in Virginia to organize a volunteer company of cavalry or infantry. The delegate spoke on behalf of his resolution. His address in support was not transcribed. However, 35 years later, long after this attorney and farmer had died, biographer William Wirt, a one-time U.S. Attorney General, reconstructed the man's remarks on that fateful day after consulting with Thomas Jefferson and others who were in attendance. Here is the last paragraph of that reconstructed speech. "It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it the gentlemen wish? What should they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." As you probably realize, the attorney and farmer who spoke those immortal words 240 years ago on Monday was Patrick Henry. As the history books tell us, just 26 days after Patrick Henry's speech, the battles of Lexington and Concord took place. The battle for a free nation had begun. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.